In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That is an awesome hymn. It is. I look forward to this Sunday just to sing that hymn. I love it. Wake, awake, and that is the point of our gospel reading today, to awake and be ready. Be ready when Jesus comes again, or be ready when our own last day comes, when we die. Now, this is not strange to us because there are all kinds of things in life that we get ready for, that we wait for and we get ready for. Winter is one thing every year we get ready for. And it's fast approaching. Maybe tonight it's going to hit us again, sounds like. But we get ready for that. We get our yards ready. We clean everything up, bring stuff inside, check the furnace, buy a new coat, make sure your hat and gloves are out, all this stuff. Winterize things. Get your generator ready. So we know winter's coming. We don't know exactly when, but we get ready. Or flu season. Many of you have gotten ready for flu season, right? You went and got your flu shot like everybody told you to go do. Right? You're ready. Or insurance, We're ready with our insurance in case we get in a car accident or someone steals something or something happens to our home. We don't know when it might happen, but it probably will at some point. So we're ready. Or retirement. You get ready for retirement your whole life by saving money, investing, putting money in an IRA, these kinds of things. So we understand. Getting ready, okay? So now Jesus simply says, be ready for his return. In other words, be ready that at any moment this life will end and your heavenly life will begin. At any moment he can come again, or at any moment we can die and go to be with him. There's a group, some of you may have heard of them, I don't know. They're not doing a whole lot anymore, but their name is Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ, or OAFC. Maybe one of you at some point participated in one of their weekends. They especially are kind of for youth, and they used to do these youth retreats to teach you about how to witness to Christ. And the main event of the weekend was they would train you, and I went to one of these, so I'm kind of familiar with it. They would train you, and then the main event of the weekend on Saturday was you went door to door. And you knocked on doors. And of course, see, that was kind of in maybe a bygone age when you could do that and not fear for your life or something. So people don't do that as much today. Anyway, you go door to door, and then you had this little conversation, but it was always about this one question. It was always going to be, the climactic question you asked them. And this was the question. You were to ask them, if you were going to die today, do you know where you're going? And it may sound a little harsh, but, they actually had pretty good success with that, because the answer would either be, yes, I do, I'm a Christian, I know where I'm going, I go to such and such church, fine, or the answer would be, no, or maybe, why could you even ask me that question, right? And that really is, what we're dealing with today. If you and I were to die today, if Jesus were to come today, do we know where we are going? And Jesus wants all of us to be able to confidently say, I'm ready. That's what he wants. For any one of you, if someone knocks on your door and says, if you were going to die today, do you know where you're going? Say, yes, I am ready. I know where I'm going. And if he were to come today, right now for the last day, I'm ready for it. Now, we sinners, we have this little problem, though. In general now, not just in regard to Christ's return, we have this little problem that keeps us from being ready for things, and you all know it, we call it procrastination. And I wanted to look up that word because I was a little curious, and it's a Latin word, and it's two words put together, forward and tomorrow. So you take whatever it is you're supposed to be doing today, needs to get done today, and you push it forward to tomorrow. That's procrastination. Now, how many of you are procrastinators? Even if you say no, I'm going to say no, that's wrong. You are, because that's the thing. We may not be procrastinators in some areas of our life. We may be very organized. But there's always some areas where we are, right? Where we are able to push something forward to tomorrow. But in this matter, in this area of faith in Christ, of being ready for him to come, see, there's no room for that. There's just no room for procrastination. We cannot say, I'll get some oil for my lamp whenever he comes. See, that's Jesus' point. It's too late then. My wife and I, we used to bank before we moved here, we used to bank at Wells Fargo, and they had this advertising campaign, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty clever, but they did it for a number of years. And what it was, they'd have in their ads, they'd have a person holding up a sign, you know, like they do, and it would say, "Someday I'll do X, Y, or Z." So maybe a guy holding a sign says, "Someday I'll start saving for retirement," or "Someday I'll go on that big trip I always wanted to take," or "Someday I'll move out of my parents' house," right? There was always something like that. And they called the name of their campaign, "Someday is Today." Well, all those "somedays," right, that we procrastinate can be worked on today. And okay, it's good advice for life in general. It's fine, a great way to advertise. But that's exactly what Jesus is saying in this parable. This is about life and death. Someday is today. As a Christian, there should never be this, you know, someday that I say, I'm going to be ready for Jesus to come again. Someday I'll start going to church. Someday I'll pray more. Someday I'll try to do something about my sin. Someday is today. And again, it's not like it's some big, hard, complicated thing he's asking you to do. It's not like Jesus saying, "Okay, before I come, you better read that Bible cover to cover or else." Right? Or before I get there, you better confess every single sin you've ever committed or you're in trouble. Or before I get there, the pastor better be able to say that you gave 500 hours of service to the church. No. Jesus is only simply telling you to do one thing. Have oil in your lamp. That's it. Believe in him. Live in repentance and faith. Be sorry for your sins and believe that he is your forgiveness. And if you believe in him, then you are ready. It's such a simple thing. And yet, it is something that many people do procrastinate, isn't it? It's something that many people do say, "Well, I'll do that someday." So I want to give you a little scenario. I have no idea if this will make sense to you or not. I'm hoping it does. But I'm going to give you a couple little scenarios, okay? I want you to imagine these. Imagine for a minute that you saw as many advertisements about going to church as you saw about investing for retirement. Okay, remember I said earlier, something that, you know, how many commercials do we see about being ready for retirement? It is unbelievable, right? Every ad from Prudential and Merrill Lynch and TD Ameritrade and Fidelity and all the countless others telling us you need to be ready for a glorious retirement, right? Where all of you retired folks, I know you'll tell me this is true, right? It's glorious. Everything will be wonderful bliss. You'll never have another care in the world. Now imagine for every one of those ads about preparing for retirement, what if you saw an ad about preparing for eternal life by going to church? Which is more crucial, retirement or eternity? Or I'll give you another one. Imagine that instead of every single ad that we see for insurance, we saw an ad for baptism. And granted, I know this sounds goofy, but just imagine. Every ad from State Farm, Allstate, Geico, every other company that, you know, wants us to switch our insurance, it seems like, about every other day. And every time you do it, you're going to save hundreds of dollars, right? Well, what if for every one of those ads about preparing for a disaster or an accident, we saw an ad about the joy of baptism? You know, we saw an ad that tells us how baptism makes us a child of God, how it washes away our sin, how it gives us new life, how it gives us the Holy Spirit, seals us for the last day. Which is more crucial? Insuring against accidents or insuring against death and hell? Or one more. How about this one? Imagine that every time someone asks you this season, "Have you had your flu shot?" Imagine instead that you were asked, "Have you been to Holy Communion?" I have been blown away. How many times, this is what made me think of it, how many times this year I have been asked in all kinds of places I would never think I would be asked if I've had my flu shot. Right? So I'm thinking either apparently the government has told everybody that anybody who has a business better be offering flu shots, or there must be really good money in offering flu shots. I don't know which one it is, but everybody wants me to have one. Pretty soon, I think we'll pull into the drive-thru at McDonald's and they'll offer us a flu shot. But what if, right, just hypothetically, what if we took Holy Communion as seriously as we took a flu shot? Which is stronger? Which offers more protection? Which makes you more prepared? Holy Communion is preparation for the last day. Every time you come from this altar with the body and blood of Christ in your body and soul, you're ready. You are ready and prepared. Now, here's part of the reason I think maybe we don't see all of that. We don't see ads for, you know, baptism or going to church or communion. I think part of the problem is we think Jesus is the procrastinator. Right? He's the one who keeps pushing off the last day. He's the one who keeps saying, oh, someday I'll come. And so that's how we start to act, like he's never going to come, like our bigger concerns are flu or retirement or insurance. But Jesus is not a procrastinator. Okay? He is coming. So I probably say this every last Sunday of the church year, but I'll say it again. He knows the day he's coming. It's not like he keeps pushing it back or something. He knows when he is coming again. The Father knows the day, right? So there's no procrastination here. There's only mercy that God wants you to be prepared for that glorious day when your bridegroom comes down from heaven to receive you and me as his bride. And when he comes, he wants you and I to be found ready. He wants you and I to say, Jesus, I've been waiting. I'm ready for you. That is the question. If you and I were going to die today, you know where you're going. Yes, as a Christian, you know. You know that your sins are forgiven, you believe in Jesus Christ, you're baptized, that you've received his body and blood in the Holy Communion, and that you're at peace with God. So you can say, yes, I'm ready. And that really is the confidence we have. So, you know, just again, our Savior is not going to disappoint us, okay? He's got everything in order, and you're ready. More ready, we are more ready for Jesus to come again than we are ready for whatever snow comes tonight. We are more ready for Jesus to come for paradise than we are for retirement or flu season. We are ready for the groom and the reception, ready with our lamps burning brightly. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus our Lord.